From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There is a story circulating that a regional council has withdrawn support for radio infrastructure on the basis that mobile phone is more reliable. During the last flood period, there were two breaks in the fibre optic cables and numerous cell failures as batteries went flat during prolonged blackouts. Some internet services were also affected. Similarly, if you have read some of the reports on the state of our national copper telephone network, it seems improbable that fibre to the node will be significantly cheaper than the alternative fibre to the premises. Asbestos contamination, collapsed cable ducts and flooded pits are just some of the results of neglect which have to be overcome. As electricity generation was sold by governments, it was found that the just-in-time maintenance and supply that works for manufacturing and supermarket chains does not guarantee supply of service, with lead times of up to a year for major components. Transmitting amateurs have all had to be certified to obtain our licenses. This implies that we all have a knowledge of communications technology. To be a politician, there is no similar requirement. If those advising on disaster management are ignorant of the strengths and weaknesses of different technologies, can the politicians be held responsible? If those who do have knowledge don't put it forward, should they feel guilty too? Has all gone quiet on the Radio Amateurs Volunteer Emergency Network too? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. The Redfest at St Michael's College, Caboolture was a great success. Over 90 hams from the Brisbane, Caboolture, Redcliffe, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Northern New South Wales and members of the Harvey Bay Club also attended. Peter, VK4EA Club President, and the organising committee wish to thank all those who attended the Redfest, including the some 30 Redcliffe Club members, all involved in every aspect of the activity. The commercial stands of RF Solutions and VK4ICE, the ATV group, and also the many private sellers who made the event such a great success. Many thanks also go to the staff of St Michael's School for the use of their school facilities. When interviewed today, Club Secretary Roger, VK4ZLQ, said there will be another Redfest about this time next year, and planning is already underway. This time will be bigger and better than this year, he said. And Roger said there will be something there for the whole family, just not for the amateur member of the family, but the whole family. And it's also hoped the same venue will be available and will be used. The next technical talk at the club is on Monday the 21st of October, and the topic is amateur TV. I'll have more details about this on next week's news. Next Monday night at the club is a meeting night where the financial details of the Redfest will be explained. Oh, and before I forget, the next club activity is JOTA. This month has been certainly a busy month. All the details of what the club involvement will be outlined at the meeting, and I'll have those on the news next week. Well, that's it for a very busy week. I'm Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club. Speak to you again next week. 7-3 for now.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.